Hello! This week, on Everyday Grammar, we are talking about common expressions linked to weather. We got the idea for the show from an email sent by a learning English fan in Myanmar. Thien Ya Tha asked, Could you tell me the most useful expressions in your daily life? This helps me a lot in learning English. I want to know natural English to communicate with others. We agree. Natural or conversational English is a great goal. Thank you, Thien Ya Tha, for the excellent study subject. There are thousands of expressions people can and do use in their daily lives. Today, we are going to look at some expressions common to discussions of weather. So let's put on our sunblock, pick up our umbrella, or put on our snowshoes, and talk about the conditions in the great outdoors.
In parts of the United States, weather conditions can change very quickly. You might wake up in the morning to sunny skies and mild temperatures. A few hours later, it could be very hot and humid. Clouds might form, developing into a thunderstorm as the night continues. The weather is a major consideration when we make plans. We might not want to play baseball in the park in heavy rain, for example, or travel to Alaska in the deep of winter. Let's start with several kinds of questions that we use to raise the subject of weather.
What is it like outside? What's the weather today? The structure we use here is what plus auxiliary verb or helping verb, be, do, or have, plus subject plus main verb. In the first question, the subject it refers to the weather. The answer might be,
It's raining.
Or,
It is extremely hot.
Or,
It is sunny but starting to snow.
How is another common question word linked to climate discussion. How's the weather? How acts like a WH question, even though it does not begin with a WH. This structure is similar to the other two questions. But when you use how, you are more likely to get an opinion than an objective observation as an answer. For example, someone might answer,
It's nice out.
Or,
It's nasty out there.
Our next WH question is another how question. How hot is it outside? Or how cold is it? Here, we are asking about the intensity of weather conditions. The answer to these questions calls for an adverb, adjective, or an exact number. For example, we could respond with,
It's really hot outside.
Or,
It is freezing.
Or,
It's 81 degrees outside today.
We can also ask yes-no questions about the weather. For example, we could ask questions like,
Is it humid out?
Or,
Is it raining?
Or,
Do I need a coat?
That last question is about the clothing one should wear to be protected from the weather. The answer will suggest what the weather is like. If a coat is needed, it is probably cool or cold outside. The yes-no question form is very different from WH questions. We form yes-no questions with an auxiliary or helping verb, be, do, or have, plus subject, plus main verb. The answer could be a simple yes or no, but commonly, additional information is also provided, like here. Should I put on my rubber boots to go to the store?
No, it is sunny skies for the rest of the day.
Today, we learned some common question and answer phrases that we can use to talk about the weather in our daily lives. WH words and how questions can be used to talk generally or to ask opinions about the weather. How questions are more often used to ask about the intensity of the weather. Now it is your turn. What other weather expressions, questions, or answers do you know and use in English? Let us know in the comments below or write to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Faith Perlow.
And I'm Katie Weaver.